There was a fat banker who lived in a great sharp tower in the middle of an ocean of capitalism. He was always very greedy, both in thought and in pie, and envious of all the people that had things that he didn't, like smiles and good breath. He didn't like many people. In fact, he hated deeply most, despising the thinking lefty, sneering at the poor, and stamping on all that he could. He was, in fact, a psychopath. One day he came across a lean girl dressed as a cat in the park and was intrigued. She looked sad and had a tear for the world in her eye.
"Why are you sad?"
he said, with an evil grin.
"Are you too poor to be merry?"
"I am poor, yes,"
she replied.
"That is not why I am not merry. I am being thrown from my home next week because it was sold as a subprime asset, and I can't pay off the debt. Can you help?"
"I don't know, young catwoman. I don't pay tax, so I'm not about to become a charity. I don't give out money to any old feline friend. What will you give me in return? Will you suck me off?"
Just then, a badger emerged from the side of a bush. He also looked a bit down.
"Why are you sad, Mr. Badger?"
said the banker, twanging his braces.
"Don't tell me you're in debt and in need of a favour too."
"I'm pissed off because that housing developer is going to build over half the park and build more shops. All they'll be filled with will be the same old throwaway fast food clothes and electronics. It's my home, you know, but I can't do anything about it because the Tories have changed the planning law to let any old McDonald build a concrete carcass."
"Well, it would help, but only on one condition."
"What's that?"
"That I can cook you up. I've got a new recipe for badger pie."
The badger and the catwoman looked at each other.
"You don't care about people and the environment, do you? You're just like the government. You only care about enriching yourself."
The banker laughed at the two as he rang up the Prime Minister who he had gone to boarding school with.
"Oh, David. Hi. Want to get some foie gras and some cocaine this lunchtime?"
There was no other solution and they both knew it. With a pincer movement, the badger with his claws and the woman with her teeth jumped on him and ripped the last dollar of life out of him. They cooked him up nicely on the park barbecue and gave his toes to the squirrels to save for the winter.
It had given the people one less psychotic capitalist to worry about, but there were many more to eat in the city.